on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
What up? I am AJ Twist.
I'm T.
This Unfocused episode 261.
Yeah, this is the Poochyena episode, and Poochyena is the bite Pokemon.
Okay, then.
That's it. The bite Pokemon. That's what happens when you see that one.
That's what he does, you know?
Wait, that's not Poochyena.
Wait, you know what? You know why? Because I haven't changed that yet. I did not change that video.
All right, guys, don't forget we're on twitch.tv/unfocusedpodcast every Wednesday now.
Wednesdays.
We start somewhere between 6 and 7.
We're trying to get to 6. We're getting there slowly.
We're getting there. It's just like before. It's going to take a couple weeks.
Hey, if we started at 7, we started on time.
Oh, so, okay. I think I did. You know what's funny? I did shoot earlier. I told myself earlier today so I wouldn't fuck it up somehow. So I guess it worked out okay.
Oh, man.
Also, yeah, Twitch, right?
Yeah, twitch.tv/closing28. We're live there right now. Or you're watching live. Not live, sorry. You're watching the recorded version on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. While you're there, subscribe, like, leave some comments.
Hmm. All right, and we're going to kick it off with our Unfocused Weeks. AJ, what have you been up to?
More Animal Crossing. You know how I do now?
I do.
Animal Crossing all day. I kind of had to compete with Carla in a way because she's been playing like nonstop. She already has almost 80 hours in that game and she's only had it for 2 weeks. I have probably like 40 or 50 hours in it around this point right now. So she's been playing like twice as much as me, mainly because I've been working too. I've been back at work, so I haven't had time to play. Mm-hmm. But she's already advanced. Like if Animal Crossing had an endpoint, she's already met it.
Oh shit! Like she's beating the game. She's just doing all the other shit. Now,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because kind of the main goal you're trying to get in the middle of the game is KK Slider. So to get KK Slider, your island needs to have a 3-star rating. To get a 3-star rating, you got to have a number of villagers already living on your island. You got to have certain buildings already made. And you just got to have like mad decoration skills throughout the island too.
Yeah, I'm sure Carla's got that in spades already.
Yeah, for sure. So she's already got all that. Me, I got all my buildings in place, but apparently I don't have enough cool decorations around. And I might be like slacking on one villager. So I made a new plot of land so someone can move in. And hopefully that happens soon. But that's kind of what's going on at Animal Crossing right now. Found some bamboo, got all my fruits thanks to Steven in chat calling me a slacker because I'm not ahead of the game, but he dropped off some apples to my island the other night. He visited my Thailand.
That's a real friend,
right? So now I got all the fruits. Actually, my fruits haven't actually sprouted yet. The tree's almost done growing, so I think tomorrow I'll actually have apples. And then, to get items and shit, too, me and Carla have been, like, linking up. And, she comes to my island and drops off some stuff that I saw that she had in her island that I didn't have. And sometimes my island will have stuff that she doesn't have. So I'll go buy some shit for her and drop it off, and we'll just switch items. So I've been doing a lot of that, too. So Animal Crossing, a lot of that. Soul Calibur, of course, the usual Sunday nights playing Soul. Also I've been I was like just because been bored last few months, right? And I don't know how it came across, but I somehow came across the UFS, the Universal Fighting System, the card game.
Oh yeah, you brought it up to me the other day. That's right.
Yeah, I brought it up and I found it on Amazon. And on Amazon, the Universal Fighting System, by the way, for those of you who don't know, it's a trading card game or a collectible card game, whatever you want to call it, TCG, CCG. And this fighting game system is a Universal Fighting Game system. Here's the back of a card. And right here, I have some Soul Calibur cards and I actually have a Voldo deck, apparently. This is old, too. This is from Soul Calibur 3. So
oh,
this
shit.
Came out around that time. That's how old this card game is. But not only is there Soul Calibur cards in this UFS, there's also Street Fighter. It's also UFS, meaning I can have a Street Fighter character fight a Soul Calibur 3 character. And I came across more. They also make cards for Yu Yu Hakusho. They make cards for Darkstalkers versus Street Fighter. They also do Soul Calibur 6, meaning this isn't old. This is,
damn,
they're still going.
Darkstalkers versus Street Fighter. That's crazy.
Which was a recent comic book series, which I'm assuming they did it for that. There's also Cowboy Bebop and apparently Ash, or what was it called? Evil Dead? So there's a card for Ash from the Evil Dead. And I sent a picture of all this to Wags, our local resident, card game guy, and various other nerd things. But he was aware of the system, but didn't realize how far they have gone. And he's like, freaking out. He's like, what the fuck? They've been doing all this the whole time. So he's actually called up some card stores yesterday, asking them if they have any of these cards.
Really?
Because when I was at Frankenstein's last week, I was actually looking for some of these cards, and I didn't see. No one had any. I even asked one of the vendors, like, "Yo, do you or anyone else around here have like UFS Universal Fighting Game System cards?" And he's like, "I don't even know what that is." Like, I was like, "Damn."
He's like, "You didn't hear it from me, kid. But if you go around the corner, you know, this guy's
going to the back corner."
Yeah,
through the curtains
and knock five times.
Knock five times and tell them you're there to see hippos.
Yeah, damn. Now we got to make a code just to do this, man. To make it as ridiculous as possible.
But yeah, so they know about it there, and we'll call up some card stores. Nothing. So he there's a website though that does nothing but trading card game stuff. And he's like, this website has some shit there. So I was like, cool. Also found some eBay shit too. So I'm not sure if I want to dive into this yet. But just to have some Yu Yu Hakusho cards and some Soul 6 cards.
Dude, just to have some kind of combat with Yu Yu Hakusho sounds like
Yeah, fun. Imagine Yusuke versus Voldo.
Damn.
You can do that
can
in
you
his
imagine
card
all
game.
The shit Yusuke would talk when he saw Voldo?
I know, right?
All the things he would say while he's fighting him? Like.
Shit, I know, right? That'd be hilarious. But yeah, so I'm looking into it. I haven't dived into it yet, but that's something I'm looking at. And then also to let you guys know, the studio here has gotten a few upgrades. For one, if we sound any different for some reason, let us know if it's good or bad, because we have a compressor now. And this compressor is supposed to allow us to cut out background sounds when we're not talking. Also, it allows us to talk louder without me having to go and switch up the volumes. Like, I don't have to mess with the volumes now.
Oh, we're getting to that real pro level.
Yeah, it should be at a point now where it does it on its own. So if one of it gets too loud or even too quiet.
That's why you weren't worried about me being too loud.
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Now I see what you're saying.
That's why I'm not worried about you being loud. Also, the thing, though, that I'm worried about, too, is, like, I can set the threshold so to see if we're loud enough, then it'll pick us up. But if we're not loud enough, then it's not going to pick us up. And that's why I was worried. Like, if I turn this too high, it may not pick up T, but I was like, wait, T's loud. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about me because I don't talk that loud all the time. Other thing we got is a Stream Deck, which is right here.
Okay, can I tell you guys, before he even showed this to me, I was already staring at it. This is the coolest fucking thing.
So Stream Decks have been around for a while. I've been eyeing these for a while, and it was on sale, like, for some reason during the weekend. I was like, fuck it, I'm picking it up, because I missed a sale last year. So what this does, there's various buttons on here, and they're customizable, and they're actually like an LCD behind these buttons. So you can actually program them to show whatever you want. And so I actually custom made all these buttons on here to correspond with the show, because this is what you want to use to stream. This is what streamers use to like go into different scenes and all that. So whenever we go to like music of the week or the news and all that, I always have to go into OBS here. I have to go down the scroll list here, find it, and then I have to hit this button over here. And that's why I fuck up shit sometimes, or that's why I'm like, oh, music of the week. Hold on. I'm like looking for it here, and then making sure I hit the right, you know, transition button and all that.
For anyone who's never seen this live, AJ does a lot of shit while we're doing the show, as far as like starting things up and get things going. So he's kind of always on, having to be on top of it nonstop. So this way you can kind of focus.
Yeah, this way, like,
relax and focus less on that
in
stuff.
A way, yeah. And that's what this kind of allows me too. Like, I don't have to go and look for shit. I just look for the picture here and just push it, and we should be going to our new scene.
Shit, I could even do it for you at some point too.
Yeah,
like,
you
that's,
can.
That's...
If you want to, you want to surprise me with your dick move segment, you just go and push the dick move button right there.
It's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, I custom made some of these pictures. Some of them I just plopped in a picture there.
Jesus.
But yeah, I did all that. I'm editing, photoshopping these buttons and messing with it.
Oh, so you have to Photoshop the buttons. That's fucking cool.
I mean, you don't have to use Photoshop. They actually give you a list of things you could use, but they're all generic, like this folder button. Actually, if I click this, and there's other menus you can go into where I can add more buttons here if I wanted to. But this is some of the generic shit, and I was like, I'm not having that shit. Let's get fucking down in business. So
that is fucking cool.
Did that. And the one dope thing that I like about this, that this has, so when we do spoiler topics, we if you haven't seen it on this channel in a while, we now have like a flashing red background going on, and then the music loops in the background. That's a video that I made for that specific thing, but the beginning of it, I can't loop that, otherwise we're going to get the beginning of this track like every like 2 minutes, right? So I had to specifically loop just the main beat of it. The beginning part, though, I go ahead and just push a button right here, and then I have to wait for that to play through, And then at the right point, to make sure it sounds seamless, I have to go and hit the scene switch.
Shit.
So then it loops through. And that, I got to time that just right. I got to find the right menu and all that. And it's annoying. The Stream Deck can do that all for me. It can play the sound for me. It can wait a few seconds, and then it can switch the scenes for me. And I was like, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, with the push of a button. Exactly. So that's what I've been messing with the last couple days. And playing Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Upgrades.
Does that do it for your music of the week?
Music of the week.
I mean, for your
focus week.
For your focus week.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So in my case, I've been reading a lot more. I continued my journey through the Avengers books by Jonathan Hickman. It was funny because I was in the middle. I mentioned that my Avengers 5 book was out of print. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go ahead and read the new Avengers book. And I got like not even halfway through it. And then I hit a roadblock where I'm like, okay, fuck. I can tell that I don't know what I need to know to read the rest of this book.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn it.
Like, you don't know where to go next?
Yeah, like, no, I could keep reading it, but I was like, I know I was supposed to have read Avengers 5 before reading this book.
Okay, okay.
And I was able to get away with the first two books, you know, the first two parts of the book, like, without having to read it. And I was like, cool, I'm keeping up. I remember what's happening. And then shit just started getting really weird and like confusing. I'm like, okay, I can tell this is where that book
comes
like,
in. You can tell you missed something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just putting the book down, and then my friend sent me the fucking Avengers 5 book. He bought it off Amazon and sent it to me. I'm like, fuck yeah. So
cool.
Fucking tearing through book 5 right now. It's crazy because they're just destroying other parallel worlds and stuff. And now they met Avengers from another world that's actually them, but they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if the Avengers were like fucking evil. Just like trying to take over the world type of evil. And so they're fighting those guys. It's pretty crazy. It's cool shit.
So they're in a different universe?
No, they're on our Earth, but our Earth, since our universes are colliding,
it's one of those.
Our Earth is colliding with every different Earth. So they've destroyed about 6 Earths now. And because only one.
Oh, yeah, they're destroying Earths. That's right.
Endlessly until they're the last universe left.
Wow.
And they keep feeling shittier and shittier every time because they're erasing a whole population, you know, a whole planet of people every time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough for them to do it, you know? It's a really good book, so I've been continuing reading that. Also playing Splatoon. Damn, my shot's getting really good, I've been noticing. I've been able to just, like, I hear somebody splashing behind me, I turn around, aim, fuck, shoot, and bam, they're dead. And I'm like, oh,
nice.
Shit, I'm getting kind of good now. Like, I surprised myself a couple times, like, you know, like,
right.
Like, oh, damn. So I've been playing a little Splatoon. I've also been, what else have I been reading?
Have you completed any of your items that you're trying to do in Splatoon, though?
No, man, I just got the one. I got really close the other day. I got 2 slots with my main power-up, and then the third one, I didn't get it. And I was like, I got to scrub the whole thing now. It's just so frustrating, you know? But, you know, it's cool. It's still fun doing it. Dude, Salmon Run's been making me mad, dude. I hate getting the fucking items that I don't need, like the weapons that I don't like to use in Salmon Run, you know, like every time I get a sniper it sucks, you know.
Yeah. I hate getting snipers.
Anyway, other things I've been doing, watching The Expanse. I'm almost done with the last season, which I didn't want to be, but it's just so good I can't stop watching it. I broke into X-Force number 9, which is the new X-Men book of the whole Krakoa series going on right now. And then the Harley Quinn cartoon. I've been watching the Harley Quinn cartoon on the DC streaming service. That shit's pretty fucking funny. It's very adult, you know? A lot of cussing, a lot of motherfuckers, a lot of crazy wild shit going on in it. So I highly recommend it. The violence is good. The comedy's good. And if you're a fan of any version of Batman media ever, like, they make a reference to everything. Like, even Michael Keaton shit. I feel like they make, like, little jokes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, little jokes of things that you knew came from his movie, you know?
Cool.
But yeah, those are the main things. I got a little Soul Calibur in.
Yeah.
We did our Sunday fights. Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. We'll see how we do today when it's time for the Wednesday night fights.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Wednesday night fights today. That's right. And starts at 8, so we got to get through this episode.
Right.
But also, one real quick thing. I watched fucking Adventure Time, back on watching Adventure Time, and that shit's so fucking wild sometimes. But we finally seen that episode where you get the female version of Finn. Fiona and like the cat version Jake.
Yeah.
And that episode, that was hilarious. Just that ending was like, what the fuck? So anyone who hasn't seen Adventure Time and you want to know what that is, I can't spoil it because it's pretty awesome. Anyways.
It's a pretty great show. Oh, real quick. There was one thing I wanted to tell you that I've been checking out. Shit, what was it? It was something that you would like to know I've been checking out, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, well, okay, let's just go. We don't have a lot of time, so I'll tell you if I remember.
Where was that button? Right here.
Okay!
You know what?
This is the news.
Let's do it!
Damn, I was going to ask you if I could push it.
I was so excited to push the button that I forgot that we need to say Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at unfocus28.
Yeah, youtube.com/unfocuspodcast as well. Instagram, like, comment, subscribe.
Do that there. Instagram, you can follow us at unfocuspodcast. Yeah. And collision28.com.
Don't forget iTunes podcasts. We are there as well for free.
Oh, yeah. We need to be, we're probably in more places now, actually, guys. So go and look for our podcast in various other podcasting areas. If you don't find it there, let us know through any of those previous ways or through email at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you can tell us things you want us to talk about, or, you know, correct us on something we've talked about before.
Anything.
Or anything you want, you know. All right, AJ, you want to kick us off with our unfocused with
some news?
The news, yeah.
The news. So tomorrow, so last week we're supposed to get a PlayStation 5 kind of a gaming showcase. People are hoping to reveal the actual, what the system looks like, but there's no word on whether or not that's actually going to happen. But that was canceled because there's a bunch of shit that's been going on lately, and last week was a big week for the world, so they end up canceling just so we can all focus on other things. But they moved it to this week, and it's going to be tomorrow. So if we did the show on Thursdays, we would have had that news for you today. But we'll definitely let you know what they showed next week. Don't know, no exact say, just say like a gaming showcase. So we'll get some gaming graphics and all that probably, and hopefully they'll show us like some actual like what the system looks like. That's what everyone wants to know. It's like, what does the system look like? You showed us the controller already. You told us some specs. You gave us some details about the internals and everything, but we actually haven't seen anything yet. So we'll see if that happens tomorrow. And in other sort of news too, Sony's also fucking up in various other parts of the world.
Wait, what do you mean?
So they are fined. They've been fined for $3.5 million in penalties in their federal court of Australia. And this is the Sony Interactive Entertainment of Europe that has been penalized here for false and misleading claims in their PlayStation stores. So pretty much what's been happening is when you buy a digital game, you know you have a certain time to return it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have been saying it's like 14 days, or sometimes they say, no, actually you can't return this game because the publisher, the person that made this game needs to confirm that it's okay to be returned. Or if they somehow, the person who wants to return a game gets through to the point where they're going to return the game and get their money back, and then they'll say, oh, actually, we can't give you credit back on your card or cash back, whatever. We can only give you, PlayStation Store credit instead. And that's all false. All that shit is false.
Wow, all that is false?
All that is false.
How can they even get away with saying that shit?
And that's why they're being fined for $3.5 million. So I'm not sure I don't think people are going to be getting that money back, but Sony has to pay some money. Just know your rights, I guess, in that country. I mean, you have it's the same as the store, they said. In those areas, same as the store, you have a 30-day policy to return and all that. I think various other countries have different variations of that rule. But just know that you should be allowed to get full cash back and within like probably a 30-day period. Who knows? We tried returning some shit once. Remember we bought Luminous for the PS Vita on accident?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about
that. Tried to do it on the PS3, and then we figured out, wait, this is for Vita. And they kind of gave us a hard time to...
They did. They didn't make it easy.
Yeah, it was not easy to return that shit. But we got it returned. So it wasn't... It took us a few hours, but it got returned.
Yeah, I feel like we got a little bit more guff than I thought we should have for something we were buying. You know?
Yeah.
Because we were trying to get a more expensive... copy or version. Yeah, that's true, why we were like, what the fuck's the problem?
Yeah, like, it's like we're trying to buy an expensive version. No one owns a Vita, so we can't even do anything with this version. It's not like we tried anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
all right,
what you got?
Okay, so I'm sure you guys have heard that, you know, Criterion Games is going to be taking, if you're a racing fan, you might have known that Criterion Games is going to be taking over the next Need for Speed. A plan for that. The last Need for Speed game, it's getting its final update. It's being made in combination between Criterion Game and EA. And it'll be the last move for Need for Speed Heat is to give you full access and connectivity. There's going to be cross-play with every other version that the game exists on now. So finally, they're giving you what they should have given you in the first place. But at least they're doing that before they start, you know, I guess, promoting and doing production on the next Need for Speed game. So if anyone's at home playing, you want to play with your friend that has it on PS3 and you have it on Steam, guess what? Crossplay is now available with the next patch.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I wish more games would go back and do that, like, when they get a chance. I know they do it sometimes.
Very few have.
Yeah, but, you know, once it becomes available, it'd be nice if they go back and be like, hey, you know, we know you guys wanted this.
Everyone wants it, and people have fought for it. So hopefully this next generation, this PS5 and this Xbox Series X thing.
Cross-play, right?
All of it's cross-play, hopefully, yeah. They kind of blame it on the
Sony,
developers.
Right? Yeah.
No, it's the developers. They want the developers to host their own servers because Sony doesn't want their servers crossing with Xbox's servers and vice versa.
Right.
I think Xbox opened their borders, but Sony was still like, nah.
Yeah, because Xbox was allowing it, right?
Yeah. And it was Sony that wasn't allowing it. But usually the true crossplay comes from when the developers themselves make their own servers to connect to. But then again, Sony sometimes like, no, you can't use your own servers. You got to use our servers. So there's that whole debacle.
We talked about that too, because some people did make their own servers and they said, no, you can't.
Yeah, you got to use ours. So like they have crossplay outside of Sony, and then they have Sony servers where it's just Sony shit. So that's the thing some games were doing for a little bit too. And also, speaking of Sony, too, and going back to my last story, Tai Chi in chat says, apparently there's an article in South Korea about the production of the consoles. The PS5 consoles have started already.
So, what?
So there's a good chance that we could see what the final design is. Because if they're already in production, that means it's a finalized, you know, look.
Holy shit, okay.
So we might see something then. We'll see, though. We'll find out tomorrow.
Reason, Tai Chi, thanks for joining us.
For sure. All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Other news. Samurai Showdown. It comes out tomorrow for PC, but you can only get it on PC through the Epic Game Store.
Yeah, we talked about this. Steam wasn't going to get it. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, Steam's not getting it. No one else is getting it but Epic. It's kind of an Epic exclusive, I think, which kind of sucks. I mean, it's still PC, which is cool, but it's not in my universe. It's not
Why is this game being so fucking limited? Like,
I don't know.
Do they not want people to play it or something?
Epic has been doing a thing, though, like recently, where they've been kind of sniping certain games to be exclusive on their console or their platform. So Sam's Show might have been a victim to that.
It might be like, you know, some of the developers of the individual games might want to fucking be proactive on that, because I feel like it's limiting their game, because no one knows it. In America, no one knows it's out. In Japan, a lot of people probably do know, but I feel like the general video game populace are like, oh shit, that shit's available, you know?
Yeah, Tai Chi says it's Epic's plan to compete with Steam, which is, they're definitely competing markets there. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that they've been paying money to snipe certain games, so it's exclusive on their shit. So they can take a market from Steam, which, okay, fine. But also, I blame SNK, though, because I think SNK does take a while to release PC versions of their games. They always go out the console first, like what do we call it? King of Fighters?
I knew you were going
to
say that.
That's kind of lagged to come on PC for a while, and like it'll come out eventually. But that's another game that they kind of fucked up with there, too.
Oh, I'm always going to be mad at SNK for shit like that, because, you know, I still never got a new Mark of the Wolf game, so...
True.
I'm really not happy about that.
Someday, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe
dude.
Darkstalkers 2 Capcom, huh? Imagine they brought both back.
Yo!
Darkstalkers versus
Mark of the Wolf. Whoa, that would be so cool.
That's what they got to do.
That would be dope. Dude, sometimes playing two franchises that aren't doing well against each other or together, like, it works, you know? Like...
I feel like that's what BlazBlue Tag Team Battle does, because a lot of their they have a lot of guest characters from different like franchises and games and all that.
Yeah.
And that game's pretty huge right now, so
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a thing. A lot of people are checking into Wednesday Night Fights right now. I see this going on right here.
Okay, we better hurry up. Let's pick it up. Other news.
Oh, by the way, Sam Show, anyone that wants to buy it on Epic Store, it's on sale right now, and that sale ends tomorrow. It's 10% off, though, but the game itself is $50. Right now, it's $45. Should I do it? Should I fucking buy shit in Epic Game Store? I don't want to.
Nah, don't. Well, but we're not going to have a choice eventually, huh?
But I want to play Sam Show, you know?
I want to play it, too. I want to start learning that game already, dude. It's been out for too long.
It's either that or buy a PS4 and buy the game.
You know what? Let's buy a PS4.
But then on top of that, PS5 is like right around the corner.
This happens to us all the time. This little transitional year in between systems. This always happens, dude.
Yeah. I mean, we own two games right now. We own Soul and we own Tekken on PS4 right now.
I know, it's so dumb. I was almost going to say, let's just buy it on Steam. I almost... That's the whole problem.
That's the whole problem.
Okay. All right. My next piece of news. So, okay. You know, you've seen a Batarang. You know, you've seen... a bat plane.
Sure.
You know, you've seen bat shark repellent. You know, you
I have not seen that. Oh, but man. Damn.
He's got that too.
I've seen a bat boat.
Yeah, you know, bat boat even. Yeah, yeah,
they, I think I have a little micro machine of that.
You know, the point is Batman doesn't really fuck around with his tech and his vehicles, right?
Yeah.
But there's a new one he's got.
Ooh.
You know, technically you could say an old one because there was an old thing like this, but like way back in the 1940s. But now they actually updated this modern thing after like almost 100 years later. The Bat Train.
What the fuck?
Dude. He has a fucking train, bro. I was like,
so he's gonna run trains on everyone, huh?
He's already doing it. Like, they just didn't know. I was like, dude, it's funny because like he's kicking it with Deathstroke, or he had to team up with Deathstroke, you know, for some reason. And then Deathstroke's like, he's like, they're trying to get around the Riddler's traps, you know. This is in Batman 97, the newer. I'm sorry, 92.
90 something.
Yeah, it's one of the newest ones. I'll tell you guys in a minute. But, you know, they're trying to get around Riddler's traps and all his blocks he had throughout the city. And Batman's like, I have a way. And he's like, I know all of your equipment. You have nothing that can get around that. He's like, well, then you must not know about the Bat Train. And he's like, what? He's like, seriously?
And right here, it says right here, you're kidding me. A Bat Train?
Yeah, that's the response after that scene is, and he's like,
and then Batman's like, just get on.
Because, you know, he's not actually the one that names his shit. Except for the Batarang, he doesn't name it. You know,
oh, wow, yeah.
People name it. And that's why it was like the Bat Plane, the Bat... he didn't do any of that, but people, like, obviously you can't say it's not that.
Yeah.
You know? he's like, I'm not about all the names. Like, let's just fucking do it, you know?
Just get on.
I was like, dude, Batman's not fucking around, dude. I didn't know he had that on standby like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Tai Chi says, seems kind of limited, doesn't it? On rails and only goes one direction.
Not if Batman picks the rails.
Yeah, not if he has a Bat Plane that can probably pick it up and, you know, transfer tracks or some shit, you know?
And I'm like, well, the fact that there's a Bat Train means he must have his own Batman rail system, right?
True, because, dude, those rail systems,
yeah, you have, that's like, a network.
That is a network, and like I don't know how I know this. I think I know how I know about it because I have this dream to build model trains when I'm old and retired. But the train tracks are like owned by like companies, and trains cannot like just go on someone else's track all willy nilly. Like you got to fucking negotiate with the fucking whoever owns that track to be able to use that track to go somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why like our rail system out here is like kind of bullshit out here.
Because nobody wants to pay the money.
Because no one wants to pay money. No one wants to make, you know, like contracts and shit. No one wants to share their tracks and all that.
Wow.
Yeah, because all the tracks are like owned by, you know, yeah.
That's bullshit. Are you serious?
That's how that shit works.
That blows my mind.
Right?
That's almost like more mind-blowing than any nerd stuff we could talk about right now. That's wow. That's a little frustrating. I'm not going to
lie. It's
like
driving on a street and like, oh, wait, we can't drive on that street because they own it. We got to call them and they're probably going to charge us. You know what? Let's not deal with it. Let's go the long way. Oh, you know what? Let's not even drive at all. That's kind of how it's like.
Oh, man. Jesus. Well,
so that means Batman has his own fucking... He either has his own train tracks or he's just fucking paying money.
Hey, he's Bruce Wayne, bro. He could afford to make his own train tracks.
Exactly.
And then just say they're abandoned, you know? They're like, oh, they're abandoned. They're not in service, you know? Who's going to say anything?
It's like, yeah, we used to own that back in the day for old fright, but, you know, no one uses it anymore.
Right.
Except for the Bat Train.
Except for Batman. And they're like, did you say something, Mr. Wayne?
No, nothing.
I mean, no. All right. You're up, AJ. Bat Train.
Bat Train. All right. Another bat news. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be cool, though. So Nintendo has announced a brand new event tournament for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate on the Switch. And this event is titled The Year of the 20X or 2000X. And it revolves around characters and stages that were created from 2000 until 2009. So pretty much Melee.
Yeah.
When did Smash 1 come out? That was like
97?
Yeah, late 90s. So this is going to be Melee and Brawl.
Jeez, yeah, okay.
Pretty much, right?
All
right,
yeah.
Yeah. So this is like, I know Smash does like certain events once in a while like this. So this is one of their little cool events they're doing this time around. But yeah, so you can go ahead and start playing in this event. It just sounds interesting to see. And apparently this ends June 12th. So it ends this week. But yeah.
Okay.
Good luck in playing all that. Have fun with that. I've never joined one of these events before, so I don't know. I'm not sure what to expect out of this, but it sounds pretty cool that it has like some nostalgia factor in there.
It does. All right. Sad news. If you have a Roku and you're using it for streaming Hulu, this will no longer be possible for many Roku items and Roku TVs. Very soon, June 24th. That leaves you with 2 weeks left of your streaming if you have an older version of the Rokus.
Is it only the older version of the Rokus, or are the new ones still good?
I'll tell you exactly which ones in a minute.
Oh, okay, so that's a
but yeah, ones. They're basically copying Netflix. I don't know if you've been hearing that Netflix and HBO Max are not like making their shit available to older models because it's just
yeah.
I understand it's too much work for them to have people fix it, those and facilitate them.
It's money too, though. That's what it comes down to, like. Because I know, like,
it's
like,
not cheap.
Like, I think the Amazon Fire stuff isn't getting certain shit because Amazon wants a cut of the HBO Max shit. And so HBO Max is not on Amazon Fire.
Wow.
I think is what's going on there. Yeah. So Roku might be doing something similar there or has similar issues, maybe.
The streaming wars have begun.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was always going to be a thing, but now it's clear. Streaming wars have begun, you know?
Yeah.
They all tried to play nice at the beginning of the year, offer versions to each other's stuff, you know? But now it's like going to get serious.
That's why you don't need, don't buy one of those things. Just get a PC. Connect to your computer.
Yeah.
You won't have any issues.
I like Apple TV. It's designed to specifically take streaming services, so nothing is unlimited to Apple TV.
Actually, that depends. If
is there,
you know,
something?
No, I'm just saying it would be. I know someone had an issue with Apple. Like something wasn't on Apple for a while.
Oh shit!
I forgot what it was, but there was something that was not. I think it's Amazon. I think Amazon.
Oh, it
Prime
was Amazon. Because remember, that's why I didn't know I had Prime for so long, because I couldn't get it on the Apple TV.
Ah, okay.
You're right. It was Amazon.
Are they back now?
No, they're on there now. They've been
okay. So they're friends now.
Yeah, the last two generations they've been cool, but like when it started, you're right, I didn't have it on there.
Yeah, so Apple, like, they need to go through Apple too and go through Apple's paywall and shit like that. So.
Yeah, good point.
That's what happens. But Apple's platform is so popular that people are willing to do that. Whereas Roku is not that popular.
It's mid-range popular at best.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you're like looking for a budget thing and you're like looking for it, you'll come across it and you'll love it. But if you're just the person that just pays attention to the high end things, you know, you just know Apple or Amazon or maybe even Google, and that's it. That's what your world is. But if you dig a little deeper, you'll find Roku.
Yeah.
And Roku's cool, except they don't have HBO Max.
Except for that. I didn't like my Roku system, but you know what? It's because I had a really old one. I found out that mine was like one of the particularly bad ones.
Ah, okay.
So I didn't like the operating system. But you know, overall, once I saw, I used a friend's like modern one, I'm like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Almost as good as Apple TV, I'd say.
That's cool.
So anyway, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell you exactly, specifically, newer versions of Roku will be getting an 8.1... update, so you're gonna be able to download that, and then you will be able to fully access Hulu in any version. However, if you have any of these Roku devices, you will be losing your capabilities. So check it out. Wait, let me see, make sure I said that right. Okay, I'm sorry. These are the ones that will continue to have Hulu available with the 8.1 download. So if you don't have one of these, you're losing it. So Roku Ultra, Roku Premier and Premier Plus, Roku Express, Roku Express Plus, Roku 3, 4, and 2, and then Roku Streaming Stick. Everything else, oh, and Roku 4K, obviously. But everything else, sorry, you're not going to be able to carry that shit anymore.
So it's probably older shit then, huh?
Yeah, so it's probably like the very first and second waves. Probably like my TV's Roku system probably won't carry it anymore, I'm guessing.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, so if you have that, you have 2 weeks to figure out your plan if you love Hulu, but I'm sure you don't unless you have the full Hulu.
Do that firmware update. Should be good.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so keep in mind, whenever you buy your TV or your player of any kind, keep in mind streamings and deals and who's cool with each other. It sucks, so we got to play. It's cool we don't have to deal with commercials and TV anymore, but there's a different game you have to play now.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Yeah, you're either buying multiple like streaming devices or like you're doing research to make sure you have the right device that has the platforms you want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
The streaming services you want.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to make sure your shows are going to be on said streaming service.
It's like it's cable TV all over again in a way, though.
Oh, it is kind of like it's like the cable war. You're right.
Like, oh man, do I go with Adelphia
or HBO?
Do I get HBO? Yeah, do I do those add-on packages?
Get them all?
Yeah, like yeah, man.
But you know what? This is a cheaper deal than the cable deal. The cable deal was bad, dude. Like, because you have to do like month long, like
yeah, you're stuck to a contract. It's like $100 a month or some shit.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
Yeah, here you can kind of like figure out how much you want to pay and cut yourself off if you want, or you can just fucking pay for everything and pay about $100 anyways.
Also, you can now turn off one service for a that's month cool. or two. Isn't that
yeah,
cool?
Like, that's cool. Yeah, you can't do that with cable.
No.
Yeah, if you do, you got to pay a fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like with streaming services, there's not really any penalties. Like, yeah, you want to cancel for a month? Cool, you're canceled for a
do
month.
Your thing, bro.
You can't stream anything from us, but, you know, we're here.
Yeah, and then they're only going to be begging you to go back to them, you know, so yeah. It's not like you're losing anything.
True. And you know, it's cool sometimes, too. Some streaming services, at least some that I deal with in the past, like if you do cancel, they'd be like, wait, why are you canceling? You know, like you want like a special offer then for like next 3 months? You just cut you down $3
I don't think they do that anymore, bro. I tried to do that with someone and they were like, oh, well, they just wanted to know why I was leaving and that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
You I guess guys... it's been a while since I canceled anything. Yeah. Actually, it's SiriusXM that did that with me. I canceled SiriusXM and they're like, wait, how about we 50% off for like a year or something like that? I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do that then. That sounds cool.
Genius.
So keep sometimes they'll do that. I guess not all the time, though. Uh-huh. And then once in a while, too. Well, that doesn't... Anyways, let's right. move on.
All right, I you throw, go us, on. Throw us another piece of news. Oh, yeah, and turn. Then you want to go to Music of the Week?
Yeah. Should we skip Music of the Week?
I don't want to, but you I know? Guess we have to. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think we should, because it's already 7:30. That was fast.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, I got a lot of news, right, too.
All right, okay, let's
it's go. It's a lot of small news, though. Right, like, for example, Animal Crossing has surpassed 10 million units via the Nintendo Switch eShop, meaning they have sold 10 million copies digitally of this game on Switches.
10 million?
10 million digital copies of
Shit.
Animal Crossing.
10 million?
Million, right? 100,000 million. Yeah, that's a million spot. That's 10,
a lot
yeah.
of fucking units.
And all digital, which is fucking crazy. So, yeah. No exact number, but it's around that price or around that much. Too many zeros for you to count there. Yes, it is too many zeros to be like, that's million. No, I got to count the commas in there, you know? Got to make sure. I've never seen that many zeros before, okay? I'm new to this.
For real.
But yeah, that's fucking crazy. And of course, I'm pretty sure the pandemic has something to do with it in a way. But it's Animal Crossing, so it was probably going to be close to that anyways.
Okay.
Like I said, this is my prediction. It's a Switch game. It's just both handheld and console, and both people who love Animal Crossing are going to get this game. So I knew it was going to be big.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, actually, you did call it. You said this is going to be the big
one. I knew it was going to be big. I knew it. Anyways.
All right. In recent news, the creator of the Batwoman show has come out to correct some things that we heard about her character being erased, the main character that is Batwoman, Kate Kane or whatever. The showrunner, Caroline Dries, says she wants to address the misinformation that they will not be burying the character, will never erase her. We do love her, and we are committed to having an LGBT character, you know, and following through.
Oh, I think this was a story we had last week then.
No, I think last week we were saying that they were going to get rid of her.
Yeah, but they weren't going to kill her, though. She was just going to disappear and replace her, right?
Yeah, so this is a... Yeah. This is a okay, so it's so good, this, so it's this good a follow you brought up, this up. Then. Yeah, it's good you brought this up. This is a follow-up to last week's news. So she's not going to be, like, written out exactly. She said they will never completely erase her. In fact, her disappearance will be one of the main points plot points of season two.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, that's fucking smart. Not that I'm going to ever watch this show. But, you know, I'm like, if you're going to fix it or trying to change the stuff around, that's the fucking way to do it. Like, write it into the story. Make it part of the story. Like, oh, we can't find her, you know? Gives you more feelings involved in it. So it's kind of interesting that they're going to go that way and that this writer seems to have an idea of what she wants to do with it. Hopefully it's better than season one, because I have only heard horrible things, and the little cuts I see are just like, oh, like, you know, they make you like cringe a little bit. Like, oh, this is, and these are the trailers. The trailers are supposed to be showing you the best parts.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, this looks kind of bad.
Is it like bad voice acting or stuff like that, or just things look bad?
They say corny lines, it doesn't look good. And, like, I wanted to like it. All right, but yeah, so... Apparently, the showrunner says they're not going to just cornily write her out. They're going to find a way to make this make sense. So that's the paraphrasing there. AJ?
All right. Other news here. We got more... Actually, I'll go more Nintendo news right now. There's a Nintendo Summer Sale right now. So from yesterday until next Tuesday, the 16th, there's various games that are on sale right now. And some of them are cool. Let me bring up this list because there's a bunch of cool games. Nothing that I want to get right now, but we got up to 50% off on some games.
Oh wow, 50%?
Up to 50% on some shit. Yeah, Dragon Quest 11, like for $41 instead of 60. Cuphead right now for $15 instead of 20. Golf Story for like $7.50 instead of 15. Slay the Spire, Okami HD, which I was gifted for my birthday, I believe, and have not touched it, but I would like to. But that's currently on the Switch for $10. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for $41.99 instead of $59.99. Super Mario Party for $41. Wargrove for $10. Kirby Star Allies for $41. Astral Chain, Overcooked. Oh, actually, I should get Overcooked. Oh, it's on sale for $7. $6.79.
What's Overcooked?
It's a cooking game you play with friends. It's like, imagine Cookie Mama, but you have a team that you got to play with.
Interesting.
Like, so you're yelling back and forth. You're like, oh, fucking do this for me right now. Oh, someone do this right now. And you're fucking timed on, like, you know, making something and then getting it out there. So it's like Cookie Mama, like a team Cookie Mama in a way.
Huh.
It's kind of like the best way I can explain it. Blasphemous is a game. That's crazy. That's a cool title. Tales of Vesperia. Definitive Edition, Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, and Katamari Damacy Reroll. Cool, for $10. Damn it, I already bought that on Steam.
Yo, how many...
Oh, there's more.
How many Katamari games are there now?
I think there's like 4 or 5, maybe. But this is a remake of the original, I believe, okay. Or the second version.
Katamari fans are always bitching that there's not enough of that shit.
Yeah, I know. It's a cool game, but it's very niche. It's fucking weird as fuck. Which is why it's not that popular. But yeah, people that have played it fucking have loved it.
And it's because that fan base, that's your fan base, right? Like, people that love Katamari, like, it's kind of hard to make that fan base grow, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. I first time I played it was on the iPhone. So I had to use touch on that motion controls to roll it. And I had fun with that. And I got it for Steam recently, this re-roll edition. And I've been having fun with that. So same thing that I remembered. It's just, like, different to play on a controller, though. It's interesting. It's weird, like, weird functions for the controller. Anyways, The Messenger, Gris, Into the Gungeon, all on sale as well. Mario plus Rabbids, Kingdom Battle for Gold Edition, Mortal Kombat 11 for $25, and some Sega shit like Puyo Puyo Tetris, which I recommend getting Puyo Puyo Tetris if you like either or. Because you don't have, you can play them, like, with this co-op mode where you're playing Tetris and Puyo at the same time, or you can play them separately. So that's a cool game. $20. I guess that's all right. Valkyrie Chronicles, Sega Ages, Outrun, Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, Tokyo 2020, and Puyo Puyo Champions for $4. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, shit.
That's all on sale right now.
Damn, Puyo Puyo Champions, that's pretty...
Yeah, for $4. Yeah, if you just like Puyo, price. Yeah, that's awesome. Because actually, that's probably better than getting the Puyo Puyo Tetris. Because you can get Puyo Puyo Champions for $3, and then you can get Tetris 99 for free.
Yeah, then why do you even have to have them together?
Right? Yeah, but Puyo Puyo Tetris is...
Honestly, I didn't even like them together that much. It was okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was a little much for me.
Yeah, I should go and play it again, though.
I'd be down to try it again. Other piece of news, Bill and Ted. I don't know if you guys knew, we've been talking about Bill and Ted 3 has been in development for a while. And yep. They've been talking, you know, Keanu Reeves coming back. Both of them are coming back. It's going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music. So here's the question on everyone's mind. Are they keeping the release date? Because the original release, July 17th.
Oh shit!
And so here's the, you know, obviously that sounds ridiculous, but if you think real carefully about what's going on right now, July 17th was the release date months ago, right?
Yeah.
A trailer dropped yesterday.
Oh really?
The first trailer for Bill and Ted dropped yesterday.
That's kind of late.
Yeah, but the fact that the trailer dropped without a new date being made. And movie theaters are opening next week.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not going to a movie theater for at least two weeks.
Yeah, I won't go for a while either.
I'm going to wait it out for a bit, you know? But movie theaters are opening up.
I'll wait for Black Widow to go to a theater.
November? You went to November? Damn.
I have no, there's nothing I'm waiting for right now other than Black Widow.
Yeah, I ain't glad at you, but I ain't mad at you. I have some horror movies I want to see, so. But anyway. Yeah, so... The theory is that Bill and Ted 3 is still going to come out on time. We don't know for sure yet. The creators have not made a comment. But the trailer came out. Trailer looks pretty cool. I'm not going to say too much. You should just check it out yourselves.
When is it supposed to be Keanu Reeves Day?
It's going to get changed now for sure. It was going to be next year.
Oh, next year. Okay.
Because Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 are going to come out the same day.
Okay. Isn't he in Bill and Ted?
He is.
They should just push it to that date, too.
That'd be funny. But I think they're ready to put that Bill and Ted shit out. But yeah, that would be dope if they just pushed it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you have good reason to do it, and then you have a better like date over there,
that,
too.
That'd be the biggest box office weekend in like a long time, dude.
Seriously. It's like, oh, for the first time ever in history, we got three number one movies. All of Keanu Reeves.
Right?
Imagine.
That would be so ridiculous. Dude, that would be caking. But yeah, so if you guys want to check out the trailer's on YouTube. We don't know exactly when it's coming out.
Supposedly we do.
Yeah, supposedly it's July 17th.
But we're doubting that.
Yeah, but I guess we'll find out. AJ?
Other games that are on sale. This one's huge. For $5, you can get, 1,509 games.
Oh, shit.
For $5. And this is from itch.io, and this is also for a good cause. It's for the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter movement right now. They're trying to raise funds. And for $5, your $5 will go toward that fund and all that. But in you know, as a get back, you get all these games. And these are all, like, indie games, have been developed by, like, small companies and all that, too. So if you want to support something and get a massive shitload of games, you go check this shit out. It's on itch.io. This is a website that does a lot of shit like this. They do charity things. They sell you a bundle of games and you just pay whatever something that goes to some type of benefit. And so if you just want a shitload of games and fucking be set for life, you go check this shit out. I'm not familiar with any of these games in here though. There's tons, and I was going through this list and I recognize a few of them. Like this one, Super Win the Game. I've heard of that before.
Super Win the Game?
Super Win the Game, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but it's some definitely indie game. These are all indie games, I'm sure. Another one was Super Hexagon that's in here that I played. Actually, I have it, actually. I think Ruckus gave that to me just for free for, like, hey, here's a cool game. But, yeah, so you're interested? You can pay more than $5 if you wanted to as well, but $5 is, like, your minimum there. So itch.io, I don't know the exact link, though. But, yeah, check that out if you guys like. And, yeah, 5 days left to do that, too. 5 days left. Until that ends. And they're trying to meet their goal of a lot of money. 5 million.
The goal of a lot of money.
Yeah. I saw too many zeros, but there's like cents set there at the end. But 5 million, and they're at 4,400,000 roughly.
All right. Other piece of news I want to tell you. Disneyland, not World, Disneyland here in California is proposing to open in July.
Wow.
I think that's a little soon.
Yeah, for a theme park.
That many people?
I keep hearing that. I keep on imagining, like, man, they're going to be spaced out lines. They're going to limit people that can get in there.
It's going to suck, dude.
Yeah, line. You're going to see a line. It's going to look longer than you think, but it's only because people are trying to stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, it's going to turn you off, like, right away. You're like, nah, yeah. I'm not going to wait in that line. Like,
yeah.
Yes, there's that. And on top of that, like, it's going to be hot.
And then,
bro.
Like, well, I guess they could do that. Not only is it hot, but, like, I was thinking, like, how restaurants are spaced out, too. So, like, there's not going to be any places to really sit.
Yeah, they're not going to want a lot of sitting. And
imagine how many stupid people are you going to get there that are like going to be like, oh, shit's open, I'm free, no mask and all that, right?
Oh, I think they're going to be tight on that. I don't think you'd probably be able to get in there with that one.
Yeah, but as soon as you get in, I'm pretty sure someone's going to be like, oh, this shit's coming off now, right?
That could be. But, I feel like Disneyland security is pretty fucking...
Yeah, they'll probably get on you,
I think they'd
right?
be pretty on that, but...
Dude, are they going to have like all their, like, you know, the people that are cosplaying on there? Like, are they going to be wearing masks and shit too?
Well, I don't think the people cosplaying...
Not the cosplayers, but like...
Oh, know, like the regular ones? Oh, yeah, like the princesses
that,
and shit?
Yeah, like the princesses. But not only that, but also the people in the big mask, like the Mickey and Minnie's and all that.
I don't think they have to wear it because they're already
wearing it. No, not that they have to, but like just to promote that everyone should wear a mask, do you think they'll have Mickey and Minnie
like Pluto,
actually
like
wearing
Pluto
a mask?
Like Pluto has a mask
yeah,
on
yeah,
like
Goofy and all that.
Nah. I think it'll be enough promotion for the human-looking people.
I think they'll do that. I think they'll put masks on those.
You could be right. I wouldn't. You know, it would make the kids want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
That I mean, too.
That's not a wrong. That doesn't sound wrong to me.
Anyways, but that's yeah. That's almost scary.
Yeah, I think so too.
But, I mean, they gotta like start making money again sometime.
Yeah. All right. And then another quick piece of news, real quick. So, there's a very violent and dark anime that's out right now called The Promised Neverland that people have been checking out lately. Involves a lot of children murdering. So, you know, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty nuts. It's very dark. There's monsters, all this shit. But it's pretty fucked up, and Amazon Prime has picked it up. It will be a live-action TV show on Amazon Prime. They said they want it to be akin to The Boys, which, you know, is an adaptation of a comic book as well. Very violent and dark comic as well. And it'll be directly based on the manga, but there's no word whether the creator or the writers are going to be involved from the Japanese version. All we know is that, the people that brought you The Boys will be bringing you this. Megan Malloy, who wrote the script for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is going to be part of writing this one. So I'm assuming if it's the person who wrote Into the Spider-Verse, it's probably going to be at least decent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just tripping out. I'm like, damn, that's pretty insane.
That's pretty dark, like, plot line going on, though.
Yeah. It's like these monsters raise kids. You know, they take care of them and treat them nice and raise them as if they're parents. And then when they get to a certain age, the kids don't come back. And they're like, what the fuck? Where did they go?
Oh, wow.
And they're like, oh, you know, they had something to do, you know. Like, they find some bullshit to tell you, you know.
Yeah.
And then the whole story starts with one of the kids stumbling and, like, hiding. And he sees what they fucking do, you know. And yeah. They eat him or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And, like, that's where the story starts from there. And they got to – he has to go back to the other kids and not say shit and silently get them to, like, yo, we have to fucking get out of here, you know.
Yeah.
It's a pretty crazy story.
It sounds pretty crazy, actually, yeah.
You can watch the anime if you want. I believe it's on Hulu. The Promised Neverland. Sorry. And the little Peter Pan reference is even creepier.
Oh, right.
Yeah, even creepier. All right.
Other news here. So apparently there's some pictures of the Nintendo or Super Nintendo World over in Japan.
Oh, they got more pictures of it?
Yeah, so apparently someone was in Waterworld, it looks like, and right in the background there.
Dude, that's Super Mario World
that's
right
Super
there.
Super Mario World back there, yeah. And then some more pictures. They try to zoom in.
Dude, Bowser's Castle
right there, yeah.
Oh my god, dude.
Just some pipes and stuff right here. This whole heel thing. What is this? Just something that you can see from above, like, or do you get to walk on that?
I think you walk on it, bro.
You think you can walk on that?
I think you can.
That looks way too hilly to be walking on for people.
That'd be fun though, right? Just like Mario, you know, when you're running on the up and down the hills in Mario 64, like
this shit looks fake as fuck, but like. Because it's just so bright looking, you know? Like, it looks like...
You know, we've seen pictures of that Mario building. World. That building didn't look real when I saw the earlier pictures either, but that shit's real, too.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, Steven's saying this looks kind of looks 2D. Yeah, here's, like, one of the hills, like, way in the far distance. Maybe this is all just, like, a bunch of, like, layered, like, walls, and we just happen to see them all, like, back-to-back with each other, so that's
actually,
why it looks so weird.
That could be. I could see that.
Looks like a Windows XP background.
It could be.
There's another shot.
I know that building was supposed to be interactive, so that would be weird.
Mm-hmm. The flag right there, check it out.
Yep. Dude, the desert. Is that the desert?
Oh, yeah, that is the pyramid.
Where the sun follows you and shit from Mario 3?
That's crazy.
I'm ready, bro.
So it looks almost done. And when is it supposed to be opening? This year, no? They were trying to open it this year for the Olympics or some shit, no?
It's probably going to be next year now.
I think it was next year, actually.
Yeah.
Because were we complaining that they should be opening the shit for the Olympics?
Oh, yeah. That was our point. They should have had it for the Olympics,
But next year. So, yeah, it's opening next year. But there's some pictures. Not, like, you know, right up there, but, like, just, like, from afar.
Mm-hmm.
If you're smart enough, wait a couple months, Google Maps.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how they found out about Star Wars Land.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, another news. The Pokemon Company's at it again. They put out a little short. And it's very reminiscent of old school Looney Tunes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, they called it Poketoon. Now, they almost made it seem like it. This is something you can find on YouTube.
That's
it's Pokemon
totally
Kids TV.
Looney Tunes right there.
I don't know if this is a one-time thing or if this is something they're going to be doing for a while.
Oh, I seen a snapshot of this too, actually. That's what this was from.
Yeah, it's called Chase the Beans. There you go. And it's totally Japanese staff. There's no American staff. They just wanted the feel of Looney Tunes.
That's crazy, yeah.
And it's pretty funny. It's pretty entertaining. If you're a Pokemon fan especially, I think you'll get a kick out of it. It looks like some Bugs Bunny shit, like even the way they drew it a little bit. And it's comedy, like that slapstick, over-the-top violence, you know, like it's pretty funny shit.
I find it weird that they chose Scraggy out of all Pokemon to use.
Yeah, Scraggy and that fake-ass Pikachu.
Mimikyu. Yeah, Mimikyu makes sense because Mimikyu is a pretty popular character that they try to put out there, but not Scraggy, though.
Yeah, right?
Which is fucking weird.
Yeah, the feel of it, even the background, all of it feels like old school.
Like Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry... No, that's Looney Tunes straight up, though.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry also, though. Yeah,
Tom and Jerry has that style, like especially like the opening and all that, opening credits. But, yeah, that's crazy. I gotta check this shit out.
You can find the whole thing on YouTube under Poketoon. It's on Pokemon Kids TV, which and it's created by the Pokemon Company, which those guys are pretty fucking legit. The Pokemon Company is the shit, right? And they're the ones that made the that cool little mini thing we had a few years ago that we liked, the Pokemon Master Quest or Master Series, remember, where it was like all red.
Oh yeah, the channel, the series.
Yeah,
that was on the Pokemon channel. Yeah,
but that's by the Pokemon Company.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, if it's Pokemon owned, it's by Pokemon.
Yeah.
Classic Looney Tunes shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Again.
He learned. Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
That's funny.
So anyway, yeah, if you guys want to check it out, Poketoon on YouTube. It's pretty fun. They say it's kids, but if you're in an older, slightly older adult, you're going to get a kick out of it.
Yeah, because definitely it's reminiscent of that shit for sure.
Yeah. So
a little four-minute video there. That's cool.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that, AJ. You should check it out when you get a chance.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Go for it.
Other Pokemon news, I guess. Right now in Sword and Shield, you can get a special Corsola with a hidden ability. And apparently for the last month, they had this whole plan of releasing shit. Next week is Meowth with a hidden ability. And then last week was like Ponyta, Galarian. Ponyta, so the rainbow unicorn looking thing. So yeah, look out for that. Also in Pokemon Go, we're starting to get some Pokemon Sword and Shield Pokemon in Pokemon Go, which is fucking crazy because they've been going like generation by generation and they're barely like in fourth gen right now, I think. And this is fucking seventh gen that they're skipping to, but they're not giving you all the Pokemon. They're giving you Galarian versions of shit. So like yeah. Zigzagoon, it has a Galarian version, so you get that. But also in Galar and Sword and Shield, there's a third evolution of Zigzagoon, and he's available in Pokemon Go, as well as the fucking weird ass Meowth from Galar as well. He's also there too, as well as his evolution too, which is like I think it's called Berserk or something. It's not even a Persian; it's a different evolution. So all that's coming to Pokemon Go. If it's not already there, it's coming soon, and I can assume that we'll probably get other Galar versions like the Corsola. Maybe even the Ponyta and all that too. Okay. So yeah, look out for that in Pokemon Go. Some different versions of already Pokemon that exist.
All right. So check it out. I found this documentary recently, and it's about the reboot of Killer Instinct that they made in 2013. You remember when they were doing that for a while?
2013 Killer Instinct. When that came out. Yeah.
All right. So
that's going to be one of the games for EVO, by the way, for the EVO Online.
That's true. And so this there was a documentary about that came out not too long ago, and apparently that's a thing, and it's all branded by this one guy. Have you ever heard of Hold Back to Block?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is run by a guy named Esteban Martinez, mm-hmm. and he's a documentarian, and he makes documentaries about fighting games.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's his thing.
They might showcase a lot of his shit at EVO.
I think they do. EVO has a big connection with him. Okay. Sure, you can has a big connection with him in general or specifically.
Because they've shown like certain small documentaries, even mockumentaries. They show shit like that at EVO. It might have been his shit.
You know what I want, bro? Huh. I want to fucking get this guy on Unfocused.
That'd be cool.
We're all about fighting games, dude. Like, we need to fucking talk to someone like this. But I'd like to watch one of them first, because I feel like it's something you and I would be into anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact there's a Killer Instinct one tells me, like, this is some shit we would probably like. So we should kind of look at his list and, like, you know, watch one of them that we think is fun, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. Like, actually, like, deep dive into, like, what he's doing and all that.
Mm-hmm. And he also has a YouTube channel under the same name, Hold Back to Block.
Cool.
So you guys can check some of his stuff out there. Not everything, I don't think, but you can check out some of his stuff there. Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. And, yeah, stumbling on that Killer Instinct documentary, I was like, oh, shit, okay, that's a pretty cool category. I didn't know there were documentaries about fighting games, you know?
There's a few cool ones out there that exist, not by him, but, like, there's this Melee one that's fucking dope. It's, like, it's long, though. It's, like, 4 or 5 episodes. They're all, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes long.
Oh, shit, okay.
And it actually takes you back to, like, you know, when Ken was out there, and it kind of explains how things were going out here in America. And then a small group, including Ken, went out to Japan, and they fucking just learned shit and brought some of that shit back. And that's how we got the crazy fucking Falco Towers. That was from Japan and shit like that.
Yeah, I see. You know what's funny?
And they fucking go through like certain tournaments back in the day and just how things came up. So pretty much all taking place in the Melee days.
It's funny. Someone was telling me every technique that we find besides wave dashing, L canceling, mm-hmm. and edge sliding. So there's... Or the way we edge guard or something like that.
Yeah.
Besides those three techniques, everything else we got from Japan, I guess. Like the shine, the tower.
Yeah.
Like little combo techniques and shit like that.
Weren't they like not like all with the wave dashing? And so like that's why a lot of the wave dash techniques are all from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most Japanese players don't like to wave dash, or they don't see a use in it. But mm-hmm. like we've seen American players fuck Japanese players up with the wave dash, so they might want to think about it.
They eventually like started using it for sure, but they were like not using it for a while.
For a long time. But yeah, so I was like, dude, I would be down to check out that documentary about Smash Brothers. You gotta figure out what that's called for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but all right, your turn, man.
I'll go find it.
I got one more news, sir.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do one more because they're already calling out matches to be played.
All right, let's do it.
So I already have my match. I already know who I'm gonna play, but they haven't told me to go play yet.
Let's do it.
I have some time. But I guess my last piece of news here. Where is it? Oh, yeah, it was about Evo. So Evo Online, registrations are now open for the Evo Online shit. So if you're interested in playing, what was it again? It was Them Fighting Herds, Skullgirls, Killer Instinct, or Mortal Kombat X, the new version I just dropped to. You can go sign up for it now. And all those matches will start taking place next month in July. And it's going to be like a whole month thing. So every week you're playing a few matches and shit like that. So go sign up now. I believe it's free too, but if you want, I think you can pay some money to get a badge, and I'll fucking want an online badge. You can actually, they'll send you a badge, like as if you went to Evo and got a badge.
My bad. Oh, you need to do that, right?
Yeah.
you have to keep your badges.
But for online playing, like, you know, there's no point, but if you want one, they'll send you one, which is pretty
dope.
It's
made for someone just like you who has a badge from every fucking Evo almost.
Yeah, I kept on my badge. I have 10 badges, dude.
Fucking, damn,
I'm ready for the Elite
Four,
man.
Dude, you're more than ready for the Elite Four,
oh,
dude.
Oh, true, right? You're in the eight, right?
Way beyond
I've been ready.
You're like fucking Gary. Remember where he had like a gang of badges?
Oh, yeah, he did.
You're like, why'd you do that?
Where'd you find those badges at?
He's like, I had time, so. Like, you bastard. But went to the fucking Johto region and shit.
I'm Gary Oaking his bitch right now. Damn.
All right. My last piece of news. I'll make it real brief. The video for two. Is Doom Patrol Season 2. Finally, there's a trailer. It looks really good. I'm not going to share the whole video because we don't have time.
Actually,
but they just put out
did you send a video?
No, I just put this. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the video because we don't have time. But it looks really good. They introduced Dorothy Spinner, who is a badass little girl who has the face of a Neanderthal. But she also has psychic powers to make whatever she wants come to life. And she's going to basically be in the main plot point of this new season. Enemy is confirmed as Red Jack will be the villain. Everyone is praying that Candlemaker will be in there because it's a scary ass motherfucker. We talked about that last.
Scary ass name.
Yeah, we talked about him last time. Focused. I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but for sure we got Red Jack confirmed, and they will. There's a trailer out now. You can see it on YouTube. It looks really fucking good, and I can't wait to see it because the first season was amazing. Also, if you have HBO Max, the brand new HBO Max, which launched last week, which I have, and it's great. By the way, That's something I should have said on my Unfocus week. I'll say it in a minute, but they have all of Doom Patrol on HBO Max. I highly recommend you watch it. It's a great show, very entertaining from beginning to end. And real quick, I will say HBO Max is great. You know what I love about it, AJ? That they have a section that says, coming to HBO Max.
Cool.
And soon leaving HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
And you can add either of those to your watch list.
Yeah.
So even shit that's not there yet, you can go ahead and put it in your fucking list. So when it is available, you can watch it.
That's cool.
Why is that so hard?
I know, right?
I'm like, it's one of those little things. Like, why do I got to go on a website every time to find out everything Netflix is taking off?
I
you
feel
know?
Like one of the services does that, but it's not like put up like in front. Like, you know, you have to like dig for it to find that list sometimes. I don't know who does it, but I feel like someone does it. It might be Netflix. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's that was pretty crazy. HBO Max is really cool. They have a gang of shit. I think I told you they have Rurouni Kenshin in English with the right voices. The whole thing.
Nice.
They got all of it, bro. Their anime section is small, but they got dope-ass ones.
That's cool.
And they got a little DC section. Finally, I can see Aquaman on a streaming service because it wasn't on the DC fucking streaming service for some reason. So I'm finally going to watch Aquaman, you know?
Cool.
But yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. I haven't seen any of the DC except for Wonder Woman.
You want to watch it?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen anything else, so I'm not sure if I even
We'll line it up. If Carla wants to watch it, we can just all watch it together.
Maybe. We'll see.
But yep, that basically does the news for this week.
Yeah.
AJ, Unfocus Week, what you got planned?
Right now, I'm about to head up this tournament online right now. So guys, go check out. Actually, I'm not even sure where they're streaming this. Look out for Wednesday Night Fights. I think it's a dude named Big Papa Chuck is streaming it, I believe.
Yeah, we'll link you to his if he's the one doing
if
it.
If I find his link, I'll link in the chat right here. But we're about to end the stream. I'm about to go play these matches. You guys can root me on if you like. But yeah, play that. Do some more Animal Crossing. I'm trying to move buildings around in my town. So like I'm just every day. You can only move one building a day, which sucks. So I've been slowly just moving shit around, trying to rearrange shit. But yeah, Animal Crossing, just soul. Get around to those comics, man. Shit, I've been talking about these comics forever, and I was gonna grab one of them yesterday and read them, but I just didn't have the time.
Dude, I feel you, man. Like it sucks. Like I was saying it since the quarantine started. It's like even with the quarantine, I still don't have time to catch up on all my nerd shit. Like I still have a stack of books to read. I still have a gang of shows I need to watch. Like,
yeah.
but I caught up on some shit.
Yeah, I definitely did. And then also too, I want to play more Spin Rhythm, and I was working on this controller to play that shit with. And so I need to go find that and see if I can just finish that up and get that to work so I can play Spin Rhythm. I A'd and B'd some tracks. Like
Oh
I
shit.
think I talked about it last week, I think maybe. If
You
I
didn't say
didn't,
you didn't say you ate anything.
yeah,
That's dope.
I went back and played it, and I was getting like just C's and D's before, and I went back and I played some of the tracks that I like to play, and I got A's and B's. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, I'm ready for hard now. I think I'm ready for hard mode now. And hard mode adds a new button that I gotta learn how to use.
Fuck, adds a whole new button to
Yeah, a
it?
whole new button, yeah.
Fuck.
So that's what I gotta learn too. That's why I wanna build my shit. I have this rig because that other button looks like it reminds me of the foot pedal in Rock Band. So I have a foot pedal, so I rigged it up so I can hit the foot pedal and I can get that button press. And I already tested it, it works. I just need to like refine shit. So that's what I'm thinking I'm probably doing.
All right. Okay, for my Unfocus week, I'll be going back to work sadly. But
I'm already there.
I know you are. I will definitely play more Soul. I don't think I'm gonna get to fight in this tournament because I couldn't get into my Steam account for some reason. But I'll probably fight next week. I'm gonna be here cheering AJ on. What else? I will be finishing the Avengers comics. Expanse, I'm gonna watch more of that. Oh, the anime Demon Slayer. Dude, it's like Inuyasha times 10,
Oh
dude. The more I think, I
yeah.
know I keep saying it's a better Inuyasha, but I can't stress it enough, dude. It's just better. Like, they did it right. Like,
I never finished Inuyasha too, just because it
neither
got
did
so
I.
repetitive.
Neither did I, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't, and I tried hard. I even forced myself for a while. I was like, I just can't do it anymore. But with this one, like, everything that happens feels like it's building to something. Like, nothing feels pointless like Inuyasha did, you know?
That's cool. I
And
wonder if a lot of that was fillers back in the day.
You know what, AJ? I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know. You might be right
Oh,
about
yeah,
that.
that's
Never thought about
wondering.
that.
Yeah.
Never even considered that, actually. Well, anyway, I'm gonna finish Demon Slayer, continue Demon Slayer. It's been really fucking good. And that's about it. Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget, we're on twitch.tv
No, we don't have to do any of that, remember? But yeah, we'll see you guys
next week.
next Wednesday.
Don't forget Wednesdays. And thank you again for joining us. We will see you at the next episode.
Yeah.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us
Wednesday.
on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!